No, I'm married for the last 7 years, and I have herpes, and I didn't tell my husband.
What?
You got what?
I got herpes.
Are you lying?
And he ain't got it?
No, because I'm like super cautious. We don't have sex whenever like I have an outbreak, and then I know if I were to tell him, like when we were dating, then he would have left me. And so would most people.
So explain something, because I'm not a expert on this. So when you have an outbreak, like he don't see it.
So there's so much stigma toward herpes. People think like you walk around with outbreaks all the time, but you really don't. So you might, for me, like I might have an outbreak maybe once or twice a month, if that. And so on those times, I don't have sex with him. And like I'll take, you know, like they have suppressive therapy you can take to prevent outbreaks, or you can take it when you just get one.
Hey, so he don't be trying to do no super freaky stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the, you know.
You know, go downtown.
Oh, no, he do. But I don't have an outbreak, so therefore he doesn't catch it.
So what if he really wants it when you have an outbreak? What do you do?
I make up an excuse.
Okay, all right.
Like what?
So are you?
Like, I'm on my period, I'm tired. Something like that.
Wow. Do you have kids?
Yes.
What does anybody know besides, like, your mom, your friends, anybody else know?
My mom, and that's about it.
And the person?
We got two kids.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
I want to say no, not every Sunday.
Girl.
Well, I work on Sundays.
Well, keep them protected, girl. Keep taking them pills during the outbreak.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Okay.
Okay, we have another lady who wishes to remain anonymous on the line. What you want to say?
I'm over 40. I've had herpes since I was 25, and more people have stayed than left when I told them, and she's just wrong.
Right. It's not that she has it. It's that you give me the opportunity to say yes or no.
Exactly. And I agree, I mean, with you guys 100%. And I've even gone back and told people 10 years after the fact that I slept with you and this is what happened, and you might want to go get checked. They were mad, but they ended up, they were mad, and some of them didn't talk to me, but some of them came back and were like, you know what, I'm fine, because I've only had 3 breakouts since I've been 25, and I'm over 40. So, but like I said, I've told people, and more people have stayed than more people that have left.
All right, we have an anonymous guy who wants to give us his personal story. Go ahead.
My wife didn't tell me that she had herpes at all. I got her pregnant. We're in the delivery room. She's having complications with the pregnancy. Doctor comes in and says, can I speak openly? And I was like, yeah, why not? And then that's how I found out she had herpes when she had my daughter. I decided to stay with her, and 17 years later, we're getting ready to get a divorce now. But it really has been something that's stuck in the back of my mind the entire time. So at times, I think I should have divorced her, but, you know, my daughter's so beautiful and she's so talented and everything that I'm glad I didn't, but sometimes I think I probably should have.
So you wouldn't be mad at me for divorcing the girl if she told me? Because I would divorce her.
Nah, because the other thing was, man, is that the entire time that we've been married, I've been accused of cheating.
Wow.
So why the divorce now?
It's like the whole time she's been accusing me of being a liar. She accused me of being a liar and everything, but the reality is that she told the biggest lie of all. And to comment on the whole thing, well, you know, would you divorce her or whatever, if you really break it down, had she told that guy that she had herpes, they wouldn't have 2 kids. Because I'm telling you, in my situation, I would not have a kid now had she told me. If she had told me I had herpes, we wouldn't have a kid.
Appreciate you sharing, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
You know, I have a couple of girlfriends, about 5 of them, and they're all keeping lies from their boyfriends or husbands. It's ridiculous. You trifling, girl. You should have told that man and let the chips fall where they may. I really, really believe in living in truth. And by the way, this is Miss Good Cookie. I believe in living in truth. You know, I told my dude I was a stripper. He told me he was pimp, used to X or whatever. And there's no reason for you to keep lies, because it keeps you, your soul, your spirit, it keeps you in bondage, man. Well, I submit to that lady. She needs to read 30 Days to Taming the Tongue. And start living in truth, man. Start living in truth. That's ridiculous. That's trifling. One day, you're going to slip up, and she's going to give that man herpes, and that's going to be the end of it. Or unless she's one of them trifling women like my 5 girlfriends, they'll contract STDs and then go and get cured, go to the free clinic and get cured, and then blame it on the dude.
Wow.
And Miss Good Cookie, just to backtrack, just to let people know who you are, you weren't joking. You married a pimp.
Yes, I married an ex-pimp. He's an ex-pimp, and we live in truth every day. He has not been pimping for 3 years that we've been together, but guess what? And I haven't been stripping either.
You was a stripper?
Miss Good Cookie, y'all know,
stop it. Miss Good Cookie, you know Miss Good Cookie. She called her earlier.
She called all the time.
She said she was a stripper, he was a pimp.
Well, how did you get the name Miss Good Cookie? You got Good Cookie?
She married, man.
I don't think we can talk about that on the radio.
She married, JQ. Leave curious, Good Cookie
man.
Alone.
You know, you can't taste no married cookies, dog.
Yeah, it ain't because of her baking skills.
Well, you can smell the cookies, though.
All right, okay.
You know, if I got cookies good enough to nail down a pimp and make him change his life, you know it's real.
Ooh, in your face, Q.
Man, owner.
Tell J Mac, don't be scared.
That's right. Tell him, Good Cookie.
Don't be scared, boy.
I won't. All right, bye, mate.